In this episode, we talk about New Year's resolutions, cryptocurrency, the death of some guy.
It's a mystery. You'll have to listen to find out.
And farts in a freezer.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. So fly.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh.
True.
Hey. Ride with a nigga. I am the nigga. Roll up the tree. Get high with the nigga. See haters watching like, God, it's the nigga. Surprise, it's your chicken, little guy. Why you grilling? Arrived in the building. Don't shine like a villain. With a bad diamond. Mind on the million. Something like pimping. Yeah, that's how I'm living. The chicks say I'm pimping. How I'm driving.
We got Graham here today. Say hi, Graham.
Hello. It's very important to you to have some type of approach to the year. How are you going to improve as a person?
Now, are you talking like physically, like with weight, muscle mass, or are you talking like spiritually, personality-wise, like with habits and discipline?
It can be anything for goal-wise. And this is kind of my engineering mind. I think they always have to be definable and measurable. If it's not definable, it's not really a goal.
I don't think it's just exclusive to engineers, but what you're basically saying is have a fucking plan.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
And there's no reason the new year should be the time that it has to happen, that you have to make a plan, but it is a good start somehow.
I think it goes back to like the old times when you're flipping over or buying a new calendar and it just feels fresh, got that new calendar smell.
It's a reset.
Yeah, it's a reset. If not for you, but also our orbit, but mostly for you.
Short-term and long-term goals. Because you have that year goal of like, by the end of this year, that's what I want to do. But you still need to have some short-term goals.
It's segmental.
Well, it can be. You could have a three-year goal and start this year.
This is why time is an invention by man. Time helps us organize shit, organize our progress. There you go. What you're basically talking about is have benchmarks for progress. Yeah. That way it encourages you more to reach the overall goal. You know, it's kind of like reading a book. You don't read an entire book. You go through with chapters. That bookmark gets deeper and deeper in, and psychologically, visually, you're... You know, you're making progress. You're doing good. It makes you want to do it more. It's releasing. It's starting a basically a biological domino it's effect dopamine. That's going to improve your overall mental health.
Well, it's dopamine.
There you go. Yeah. It's okay to be entertained, but I don't think people realize how often they have to be stimulated through entertainment throughout the day. It's almost like a writing down a food journal. If you're losing weight, if you kept track, honestly, of what you ate in the day, you'd be like, no wonder I weigh 300 fucking pounds. Yeah. Everything has cheese on it.
Todd, do you have any New Year's things that you're looking for?
This is going to sound crazy. Kindness. Random acts of kindness.
So how do you define that, and how is it measurable?
I always budget a little bit of slush fund money. It's not just for me, but it could be like buying a cup of coffee for someone when I go to Starbucks. They didn't expect it, and I happen to know their drink order could make their day, especially if they're having a bad one. Just little things like that. Yeah. You don't have to be Oprah and like, you get a Toyota. Sometimes a fucking coffee.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a Toyota anyway.
Well, if it were free, you'd be like, okay, pulling my arm here, but I'll take it. I'm just going to hawk it, but I'll take it.
Taking a jump, a leap, or a push towards something, you do need the end goal. And what you have to do is say, hell or high water, I'm going to achieve that goal. And that's the way you achieve it. I was listening to some people that decided to move to New Zealand. The timing was never going to be right, but they decided, we are fucking doing it. Dude wound up having to go over there and clean out septic tanks and stuff because they just didn't have another way to facilitate it.
Yeah.
And they were looking for something, too, that was on, like, a need list or whatever, like, their version of a visa is.
It's a shitty job.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to pizzazz it up a little bit. Like, where do you work at? You know, I work at the defecation station. Yeah, that sounds official.
There's something going to be tough to reach that goal if it's a goal worth having.
Yeah. A job like that, there had to be some financial incentive. So maybe look at it like, yes, my job is shitty, but my retirement looks pretty golden. I don't know. It depends.
Well, you're living in New Zealand. Yeah. That would be his target. It's not really the job. It's where I'm living.
Maybe I'm living with. Social climate, I guess.
They've been there 15 years, by the way.
They like it?
Yeah, they're happy about it for sure.
James Cameron's there now. For me to lose a step, that rewards can't wait. But all I gotta say is keep waiting on the day. Chicks
anticipate my entrance like a baby on the way. Talking to their homegirls like my baby on the way. What percentage of your savings should you put in Bitcoin? Or your other cryptos, whatever.
As of right now, just on my app, my Robinhood app, I don't know if I could say that, but I think they're a sponsor. My Robinhood app, I think I have 69% in crypto. Chicks wanna ride with me cause I'm so fly. Nigga, don't bother me cause I'm so high. Haters wanna stop my shine, but please don't try. Just straighten up your spine and walk on by. And the rest in like individual stocks and holdings. The main reason why I even opened up that account was just to invest in crypto, to see what the fuss was about, to see if there's any money I could honestly make from it. Now I can't tell you who's high to be super cool
like Yuck and G, cause your niggas can't be like me. But your overall versus your bank account.
Yeah.
Percentage wise, what should someone do?
I'll 10% answer. 10% tops.
Yeah.
And that's if you're like kind of a risky investor. Now watch a nigga get his
swag on. If you have a great income and everything's just roses, you're just making good money and you're buying whatever the fuck you want to buy.
Yeah, if you're Mr. Roulette, you go ahead. You ride that, man. I'm not going to have the balls to criticize you.
At that point, you have less reason to invest, but do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But if you're struggling like a motherfucker, put 50% in there. Let it mirror your bank account. That's my statement. Not going to back it up because I don't have to.
My biggest fear is, I think it's wise in the long term, but in the short term...
Don't put yourself in a compromising position. If you do that, you're just going to pull it back. You're going to get ate up with fees. You're going to whatever.
Yeah,
seriously. And there's a mania about it when you're buying sometimes. It might be better just to set it on an auto buy, not look at it, and just manage your... Bills like you normally do.
It's extremely volatile. That's why I said 10%. You know, it definitely diversify in it, but it's definitely something to invest in. But then again, if depending on where you're at, you got the money to do it, have it mirror your bank account. Just it's all about when to pull out. Like a lot of things in life. Not anything I could think of specifically, but I know there's examples.
There's got to be something. I can't think of it. Cut to commercial. They call me up, the ladies man like creeper. I like beavers with white sneakers and white beaters. I need a low down, chick that let her go down. Real freaky with an innocent profile. Full disclosure, we're just putting some filler talk in here, and so we really don't have a full episode. We're really trying to get to the sweet potato farts in a freezer, which I think we may name the episode. That's kind of got a ring to it.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue. Sweet potato farts in a freezer. I mean, I'm hooked. I don't like to talk on the phone, so she texted me, saying how she want to be deep in the sheets, sexing me. Really, she just needed a reason to be next to me. As soon as she see me, she jump on the meat recklessly. I got a swag on me, a little cash on me, and I ain't getting up, she ain't got no ass on me. And I can tell you how to be like me. Roll up, roll out, and hit the freaks like G. So, American filmmaker David Lynch died today. He was 78. What does that mean to you, Rob?
Well, I'm not familiar with who that is. I do believe you that he's dead.
Yeah.
And at 78, you could draw some perspective from it. He's obviously at least somewhat well-known. Probably had a good career. That's just an assumption.
Yeah.
And he's dead and he's 78, so...
I have a quick question.
I just think you can draw perspective from it. That's all. Go ahead.
I got
one other thing to say.
Oh, sure.
I saw where the American Chopper, or the Orange City Choppers, whatever, the old man, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. There he goes right now.
Nobody has a muffler in this fucking town.
You know what? I think that sets my security.
That sets my security system off. I have a one that constantly rolls, and then I have motion activated, but the motion activated are also sound activated. I put a privacy zone where it doesn't quite see the road, but the sound triggers it anyway. It's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I just have a dog. It's a good dog, though. He's a good boy. But, yeah, he hates mufflers, too.
So the guy from the... Orange County Choppers, the old man, he's 75. Still, quote, working, still building motorcycles or has gotten back into it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool, whatever. But, you know, when was he on TV? It sure seems like it was 20 years ago, like 2004. And maybe it was 2008. I don't know, but let's just call it 2004.
I remember it in the rise of those cable reality shows, you know, Pawn Stars, American Choppers.
Even if it was 15 years ago, he was 55 or 60, right? Yeah. Now he's 75. It seems like no time's passed. Like in the blink of an eye.
He's the white Morgan Freeman.
You're past your 40s.
Yeah.
Feels like you have time left. Now you're saying this guy dying at 78.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's 75. He might die at 78. I mean,
Lynch did smoke. I mean, there is that one factor. Full disclosure, it was probably complications from smoking.
My point is, life's going to pass you by quicker than you want it to. Your career is important, but it's going to lead you into being a really fucking old person. That's what's right after it.
I think what Rob is trying to say is, even if you finish first in the rat race, you're still a rat. Haters want to stop the shine, but please don't try. Just straighten up your spine and walk on by. Now I can't tell you dudes how to be super cool like Lucky G. Cause your niggas can't be like me. Now watch your nigga get his swag, dog. Anyway, I was wanting to go back to David Lynch. Now, his fans would know this. And with your medical background, I want to ask, when a person dies, what happens to their hair?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you'd have something in the room.
I don't work at the funeral home, and the guy that kind of wants to be on the show that worked at one for so long is afraid they'll, like, sue him or something.
I wonder if the body collector has to do with the hair.
He knows some stuff, because...
Well, the reason I ask is if you ever get around to Googling David Lynch and whom that was that died, you'll see what I mean.
Well, let me just ask, did he have a lot of hair?
Oh, his hair probably could have had its own career.
Huh. If you had Elvis's hair right now and you could prove it was his, you could sell it for a pretty good bit.
I have a feeling if you sold this dude's hair, the proof would be in the fact you had it. Not so much, like, it's nothing you could really replicate.
We got a podiatrist at work. Someone came in with an ingrown, and he was going to trim it. And she's like, ooh, I don't know if we can do that. I sell my fingernail clippings online.
Oh, that's hot.
And
I put them on my wife's nails, and she scratches my back.
So I wasn't there or whatever, didn't see who this person was or what her feet looked like or nothing like that. But supposedly she sells her clippings online, and she wanted to save even the, like, probably bloody, nasty fucking ones that he cut out.
What did she look like?
But what the fuck difference does it make? Because you could sell anyone's clippings because they don't know if they're yours.
Well,
they're not testing your...
I'm assuming it came with a certificate of authenticity. There's always a COA. Always. I don't understand the appeal. I hope they're not paying too much for it.
If she sold those to someone that could clone her DNA... Well, then she'd be straight out of business because they would just make a duplicate.
She doesn't have a stranglehold on the market. I'm sure she's just a player in this game. She's not the only player. There could be a whole subreddit about this that we don't even know about.
Well, I knew about selling socks and panties and stuff, but not freaking nail clippings.
You know, I guarantee you this
trend... And I thought I knew it all.
Yeah, you know, well, this trend probably came from one of the Asian countries. I tell you, with vending machines packed with dirty panties... Everything's on the table at that point. Well, why not? Why not fingernail toe clippings? Why not scabs? Scabby.
Hot. Dang.
It's like really thinly sliced beef jerky.
We've covered farts in a jar a couple times, and we had an email where... What was that lady? She was some sort of like fucking town mayor or something.
She was captivated by our episode that we had with Hammy.
Now, her booking agent basically said she'd like to talk to us to get this person on the show.
I just don't feel like our demographic would really find an interest in what she had to say based on the agenda she was pushing on the website that email led to.
What was she all about? Literacy or something?
Yeah, something like that. As an anti-literate, I find a conflict of interest in that, and I just don't wish to engage. It's a personal decision. I'm against reading. Letters in general. Algebra, too.
Which, that was great how you led into that, with the guy's death and his hair.
Yeah.
And then I brought up the toenail clippings.
Right.
And then we all know about farts in a jar, now we can go straight into farts in a freezer. Yeah. We don't even have to record anything else. So here we go.
If you Google David Lynch, though, it's pretty wild.
pimping, especially when it comes to your missus. Dog on a mission, like you toss me a biscuit. Get him in my vision, knock him down from long distance. They know I stay street when I ain't with the snitches. Mitch Drake freaks that be down with a whipping. In the VIP with that brown and we sipping.
We'll pick up where we left off in teaching me Spanish, so maybe someday I can actually
learn anything.
In Berea, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can order from that taco truck.
Be good for you. And as a single man, you should know a little Spanish, you know?
Why?
You might see a senorita that you want to talk to at some point.
Chick-fil-A, man, we meet some... Well, we had the news come up and do like a little lemonade juicing contest one time, too. The black guy and the white guy from News Channel 4.
I know about Nigel.
Celebrating 25 years this year. Yeah. Well, John's the white guy. He does weather, right?
I can't remember.
John Cesarage, sports. House party straight switching. Have them all tripping in the awkward position. All for the ladies that be all for the stitching. And know that it ain't gonna be my mouth where they kissing. Good God, I love that company. I love how people who've never worked in food service, especially Chick-fil-A, are like, oh, Chick-fil-A, that's a good company to work for. Because I like eating there. Ooh, Walmart, I've heard of that. Must be a great company to work for. Ooh, Amazon, I get boxes with that on it. Great company. I see it a lot.
Those people would hate their life if they worked for Amazon. If they were delivering Amazon packages,
yeah,
they'd quit the first day.
I love the people who talk about, stop bitching about this, that, and the other, about jobs or pay or whatever. You take them out of their cushy situation that they, whether they admit it or not or realize it or not, wound up through luck or circumstance and getting, they'll bitch just the same, if not more. They're nothing but hypocrites who haven't been put to the fire.
And with Chick-fil-A, it's like, well, at least you don't have to work on Sunday. Then you grow up and realize there's thousands of jobs that are closed on Sunday.
You know what? Some jobs you don't even have to work on Saturdays either.
Yeah.
Or holidays. Well,
that's nice.
In fact, you get more days off for the holiday that isn't just the goddamn holiday.
You don't have to go to bed at 6 on Christmas Day because you got to get up at 4 the day after.
And do inventory with Todd, who silently farts over some boxes while we're unloading.
4:30 in the morning.
It's like, hey, Ben, will you get those boxes? And you're like, yeah.
Are you farting in the freezer where it's cold somewhere where it's warm?
When we, you wouldn't, the freezer, you couldn't get real good.
Hard to get a fart out.
Exactly. Well, air distance because of the circulation. But usually if I got like a good silent one, I know Ben's routine when we were unloading a truck. So next box he'd pick up, I'd just lay one there and then I'd go about my day or go about picking something up, taking it. And then I'd hear that, God, swamp ass,
What have you been eating?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. A lot of fiber.
Terrible.
A lot of girthy folks.
Really terrible.
Yeah, yeah. But very healthy.
Too early for that, though.
What do you mean?
In the morning or whatever?
Oh, no, I didn't eat them in the morning. I ate them the night before for dinner.
It's kind of like a skunk. You go out and they've already sprayed the area, but they're not doing it early in the morning.
I mean,
they've already done it.
You think after once... I probably did that a couple times to you, maybe?
Yeah, well, you blame it on me like I should expect it. Also, you know, you could be an adult.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Maybe hold it in.
Maybe hold it in.
Walk away and do it.
Or walk away. Well,
outside.
I did. I farted, then I walked away.
Maybe the bathroom.
Oh, seriously, are you the type like, oh, I got to fart. Where's a bathroom?
But honestly, if you do, by the time you get to the bathroom,
exactly.
You don't. It's not there anymore.
Exactly. Or either you've already stress squeaked it.
Not my problem. Better for me. I don't have to smell it.
Well, you could have just held your goddamn breath. It's like, oh, I smell it. It's so bad. But why am I still breathing? Oh, like onions and ketchup. Oh.
It's terrible.
But no, you marinated it for a while.
Ben's deflecting a good bit, which makes me think maybe he's the one buying farts in a jar.
He ain't buying them. He's got a guy. He's got a fart jar hookup. He's on the fart jar black market. It's the black fart jar market. Haters wanna stop the shine, but please don't try. Just straighten up your spine and walk on by.
Now I can't tell you dudes how to be super cool like Luck and G. Cause your niggas can't be like me. Now watch a nigga get his swag on.